You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
What it is.
So how do people reach out and find the boys?
Hey, the radio station put together a website. It's mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top.
I should tell the story about that.
No, that's fine.
We're on
Facebook, believe it or not. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. We have a website now.
Oh, my God. So this comes from Kaylee. She sent this in on the FB. Dom and Jeremy, just wondering if you two guys still wear your high school class ring.
I never got one. Did you get one?
Yeah, I got one.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What was on it?
I don't remember.
Remember you can pick the little things that go on each side?
Yeah, I think so.
I looked at them. Mine would have been like acting and academics, I believe.
One of mine was dinosaur hunting.
Uh-huh.
And
dinosaur chasing, yeah.
Building fire.
Wheel making.
No, and cave painting.
Cave painting and wheel making.
Cave wall painting.
Okay, good.
Just wondering if you do guys still wear your high school class ring. I ask because my husband still wears his.
Really?
Not every day, but probably 2 or 3 times a week. Here's the kicker, though. And usually, when we go out, he puts it on, which is embarrassing for me if we're around my friends.
Well, he's classing things up a little bit.
She writes, and I'm sure you're wondering, so I'll tell you. He's 43.
Oh.
Is this normal? Am I the weirdo? Because I think it's sad that he still does that. Your thoughts would be appreciated. That is from Kaylee.
So what is that, class of 90?
Well, you got to figure roughly 25 years ago, yeah. Probably class of 96.
96, pulling out the old class of 96 ring, sliding that baby on.
Some of them are really, I do remember... I would guess that mine is somewhere in a box in storage in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I could try to root around and find it, I guess. Although, but why?
But why? You're not going to wear it. I think this is kind of... I look at the lighthearted aspect of this, and I think it's hilarious. Whether or not he's being lighthearted about this or taking it way serious.
So you think he's trying to be ironic
or
something?
I think he's being ironic, a little goofy, and if he is, I 100% agree with him doing this, and I love it.
But I don't think he is, because then she would know that. He would probably tell her, hey, I'm just trying to be a goof. I think he just
likes the ring.
He shows off his class ring.
But then again, I mean, if it's bringing this guy a little bit of joy, he's maybe remembering a bit of his glory days from high school. Why not? Really?
Would you like to hear?
I can tell by your face.
What?
You are not on board with this clown.
No, it's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Why? Those
43 years old, a man wearing a class ring.
So what? Those rings were not cheap, if I recall, back in the day. And you got to customize it, so it's a ring fully made for you and things you like. Mm-hmm. What's the difference of throwing on a purse that you wore in high school?
A lot.
No.
First of all, most... people who carry a purse do not use it for like 25 years.
It's a really nice one. Hmm. Taking care of it.
This would be similar to a guy who's wearing his letter jacket at age 37 or something. Now,
I got a buddy that does that.
Do you? And how old is he?
He's my age.
So he's 40 something.
Yeah.
And he wears his letter jacket.
He'll throw it on from time to time, just wear it around. Yeah, but. Again, I think it's hilarious. That's somebody who's not taking themselves too serious.
No, I don't think that's
the way you should live.
Like I said, you know when someone's doing it to be goofy. And even if you're doing it to be goofy, you only do it every once in a great while. This guy, 3 times a week and every time they go out, he's not trying to be ironic or funny. He's just like, yeah, sporting my high school class ring.
I want to know what activities are on it, you know, if this is a sports thing that he really is reliving his football days. You know, it says football on the side. Or what's on there, you know? Is it wood shop?
You got to, I'm sorry, I'll just say, you got to know what a racket it is to produce and sell class rings. And are they even still a thing? I'm sorry, I've got to ask the question. It's 2021, if you're listening to this on a podcast 5 years from now, as we speak these words, it's 2021.
I think they
and
are.
And do they still, or do, well, they might still make them, but how many kids get them anymore?
I always found it funny because isn't that something that little catalog comes out like your senior year? And you get your class ring your senior year and your letter jacket and everything. Isn't that generally senior year?
Class rings.
Because then you get it and then you graduate and you go to college and then these things sit on a shelf.
Well, there's all sorts of ads for them. I know that.
I think it's still a thing.
But do kids
do
it? I mean, they might sell them. Here's some company where you can buy them for $375 to $429.
See, these rings aren't cheap. Why would you want it sitting in a box? Sport it.
Five call says it all. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Kaylee is asking, is this normal? Am I the weirdo? And we can handle this two different ways. One, you can answer Kaylee's question. Mm-hmm. Or two, you can call your boys in the morning and chat with us and let us know if it's not a class ring, what is it that you are still, that you can't let go of from long ago?
Your crimped hair, a jean jacket, stonewashed jean jacket.
So Tupac here, this would have been mid-90s, right?
Sure, yeah, I think so.
Early mid-90s? At least his high school years.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, Kaylee is married to a guy who cannot cannot evolve out of the glory days, right?
Yep.
She says her husband is 43 years old and he still sports his high school class ring fairly often, including when they go out with her friends.
It's a classy looking ring.
I don't even know if kids these days are necessary. I know they're available, but what I'm saying is I don't know if it's as many kids buying them today as it used to.
It's all the sports kids, right?
I don't know. Oh, let's go to the phones. We got full lines on this, so everyone who's on hold, be patient. Don't go away. Joey, good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
So what do you think? What do you think Kaylee's husband should do? Keep wearing it?
I think that man-child needs to get rid of that ring.
Toss it away, huh, Joey? Get rid of it. Ba-boom.
That's right. Get rid of it. And this is a perfect opportunity for the wife to buy a classy upgrade ring from one of the jewelry companies around.
That's right. She needs to get over to Ben Bridge.
Throw that thing in the recycle bin. Probably not even real good.
I think...
I like you, Joey.
I think she needs to go to Trice Jewelers.
Ah, Trice Jewelers, Joey.
Trice Jewelers.
Ding, ding.
All right, Joey.
You got it, buddy.
I'm glad you called us. Where are you from originally?
Right here in Colorado.
All right.
Really?
Thank you for being on the show, man.
Later, dude.
Get rid of it. Here's Carrie. Hi, Carrie. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
What do you want to say about all this?
So, I am actually the senior class sponsor at the school I work for, and jewelry now is a huge thing.
Okay.
It's way better than it used to be. You can get really nice-looking class rings or pendants, or it's not just rings anymore.
Hmm. So something real classy.
But I was looking at the, I went online and I did a Google search for class rings, and the first images that come up, several of them, they look exactly like my class ring from 829 years ago.
The big clunky thing with the big stone in the middle.
Yes, it looked just like that.
Yes. And I do still have mine, and I maybe wear it once or twice when it's time for the ring people to come to school. But other than that, I don't wear it. Maybe she should wear his on a chain around her neck.
Oh, I remember.
See, that's what I was going to bring that up. That's why you get one of those, so you can show somebody you're going steady with somebody.
That's great.
You know? What are these rings running now, Carrie? Like, ballpark it.
Oh, they're still like 300 at least.
Yeah, the ones we were looking at were between 375
See, again,
and 450.
You're spending so much money on these things. Just have some fun with them later in life. Wear them around.
Yes.
Carrie, thank you for being on the show.
Yes.
We appreciate
but my
you.
My vote is he should not wear it.
No, okay. We'll put you down as a get rid of it vote.
Thank you, Carrie.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for being
That's
on the
funny.
Show. Hello, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey. So what do you think? Is he keeping it or getting rid of it?
Well, he should definitely get rid of it. I have a senior in high school, and indeed it comes home in the graduation packet, but had a conversation with my son and all his friends. None of them are interested in a ring. I don't know who's buying them, but most kids are not.
That was me. I was not interested in getting one either. But again, I always thought it was like you're getting it senior year and then I'm moving on. It would be better to get it freshman year and then you can wear it for 4 years.
But see, the previous call said they are still getting them. So
it depends on the kid, I guess.
It might depend on the school, too, quite honestly. Right? Because kids are completely, they make all of their decisions based on peers and peer pressure, right?
Yeah.
So at some schools, it might be considered cool. And at other schools, once two or three of the really cool kids say, that's dorky, I'm not going to do it, the entire school will not do it.
Probably. Right. And again, I think it boils down to what you're getting on the ring. I mean, it's mostly the sports people are showing off their sports skills. You're not getting a ring that says mathematics, you know.
Why not? That would be, I think that would be even
better.
Which
is the way to go.
I'd rather have a science class ring.
I just don't think those kids are getting those rings.
Huh.
It's all these
jocks. No. I think the kids that win the championships in high school, they get individual rings for that championship. That's not a class ring.
Yeah, that's not a class ring.
But I still remember the rings that you could get with football on the side.
Football.
And basketball and, you know, all the sports you played. Those are the people getting them.
Chris, I'm glad you called us. Thank you for being on
the
show,
Chris.
Okay?
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right, we
will.
We're going to try to take two more. Stephanie and Myla. Hello, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so is he going to get rid of it or is he going to keep it?
I think he should keep it. I got mine when I was a sophomore in high school, actually, is usually when you get them.
Okay.
It was 2006. I had it, I wore it until Christmas of 2019 every single day.
Why aren't you wearing it anymore?
I had a daughter and now I have a birthstone ring for her.
Why can't you, like, swap them out? Like,
you have
wear
two hands.
Yeah.
I think.
You could wear, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, one of them, Tuesday, Thursday, the other.
You could do the necklace thing with it.
I still have it. It's in my jewelry box.
It's sentimental, right?
I mean, I'm 30 now. Yeah. I'm 30 now, and I mean, I wore it.
Listen, I'm going to sound like a total dork. I'm going to sound like a total dork, and this is going to open up the door for Dom to make fun of me, but I still have some of my high school, like, trophies displayed,
but I already knew that,
things like that. And then I also have little like shadow boxes. I have two of them. Each one has my graduation tassel in it, and the other one has my college tassel in it. So I display the tassels with the years.
I had my high school tassel hanging from my
rearview mirror.
It's an accomplishment.
Really long time.
I did too. Yeah.
God, you guys.
My class ring is even in my maternity pictures with my first baby.
Oh, see, you know, you're just reliving good times. It's your youth. You
Hold
know?
On a second, Stephanie. Are you still at home right now, or have you already left?
I have left already.
Oh, I was gonna say, I want you to wear it. I wanted you to wear it today.
Wear it to work.
Wear it tomorrow. Before you leave tomorrow, swap it out. Put it on.
My husband, he doesn't wear his, but he kept it, and he has his army ring. So he has both.
That's a cool ring.
That's much cooler.
That's way cooler, yeah.
We got to run, Stephanie. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. We're going to try to quickly. We are running out of time, but Myla, we want to squeeze your call in. What do you think about all this?
Hi, boys.
Hi.
So I just want to let you know, he should definitely not be wearing it still, but my daughter, who is 17 and she's graduating in May, she really wants one. And all her friends want one, so they're all, you know, they're all going to get one. So I think you're right. Maybe it depends on the school or maybe the kids. Maybe it's like boys versus girls, you know. Maybe girls think they're cool and boys don't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she really wants one, and they're about, yeah, $400 to $500 right now.
Are you going to make her pay for it?
No, I'm going to buy it for her.
Oh, look at you. Nice, Mom.
But Grandma did offer to help, so she's probably going to pay for half.
I'm sure she'll hit up Grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Myla, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Thanks.
All right, we will. Thank you. 4-1 was get rid of it.
That's too bad.
4-1, get rid of it.
It hurts my heart a little bit.
I'm sorry. Damn. You and your tassels. Biggest dork ever.
I know.